course, I'd like to welcome you, my own behalf and the devotees who work tirelessly to run these retreats. And I hope that you will use this time as an opportunity to firmly focus on what we are doing here, on the program here. Because we're here only for a short time, practically speaking. 2 days from now, at this time, everyone will have rejoined the rest of their life. So if we use the time here wisely, hopefully it will deeply and positively affect the rest of our life. So use this time wisely and use it in a focused way. I have a few suggestions how to use the time wisely. And the first is, this may sound very difficult or maybe impossible if you're from Bombay, but come on time. But I know it's possible because I've seen some of the best pujaris in the world having been trained by the deities. They come on time for everything. So it is possible. So you have to focus your mind. Because again, this is an opportunity that only lasts a day or two. So take full advantage of this opportunity. Come on time. And second is get sufficient rest. Talking about old friends. So happy to see you. Get sufficient rest, because the program is somewhat intense in the sense that there's no morning class, but the class starts at 9:30 with kirtan. And please don't think the kirtan is optional, because kalo nasteva 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 gati anyata. Kirtan is the essence of everything in Kali Yuga, actually. In the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam, and also in the first chapter of the second canto, the first thing that Sukadeva Goswami makes to Maharaj Prakrit, and practically the last point that Sukadeva Goswami makes to Maharaj Prakrit, is the importance of focusing your mind on Krishna, and the best way to do that is chanting the holy name. So again, my request is to take this time, is very, very, very rare, and therefore take full advantage of it. And one of the doubts that I have, because the first class begins at 9:30, and then it'll be a Shastra class, and I'm going to give Krishna willing two classes on the Avanti Brahmana, which is the 23rd chapter of the 11th chapter. Raise your hand if you've read that. It's so heavy, and it brings out so much the mood of renunciation, but it's so heavy. But it's not going to be an example that we recommend everyone follow, so don't worry. But we're going to have two classes on that, and both will be at the same time, from 1 hour, more or less, from 9:30 to 11, with the kirtan included. Now my doubt is, and here's my doubt, is that breakfast prasadam is at somewhere between 7:45, it'll be ready at 7:45 and 8 o'clock, because kind Keshava Babu thought it would be too early for the devotees to take prasadam at 7:30 and then have to fast until 1:30. And they would be crawling on the pulling on the rug. So my hope is that you can take it 7:45, you can take it 8 o'clock, but please be on time. And the problem with just making sure you're on time is that after you eat breakfast, if you don't take a little rest, it may be difficult for you to stay attentive. So please be prepared to be there while the different classes and presentations are being made. I mean, be there consciously. I mean, awake and alert and attentive. I'll try my best to talk really loudly. But still, if you rest a little bit before 9:30, that may be helpful. So do whatever you need to do to stay awake and alert. That's the second point. And the third point is, it doesn't have to do with what you should, it has something to do with what you should do, but it also has more to do with me. Please don't ask me, how are you? Because it took me like 20 years to figure out the basic answer to that question. And the answer I finally came up with was, fine, thank you, and you? Which is obviously a superficial answer to a question targeted superficially. But at this particular point, if I were to tell you how I am, because I have some physical problems, I could tell you how I got them too. It was a bit too much traveling, and in some senses I'll have to give this life balancing retreat mostly for myself. But I won't bore you with the details. But please don't ask me that. I'll give you a quick health report right now so you don't have to ask. And the reason I want to give you this is sometimes I may have to run to the bathroom quickly. So when that happens, don't get discouraged. Just take out your beads and don't let your mind go out the window. Just take out your beads. There's a Sanskrit word, lagu shankar. You know that word? Which is the polite way of saying using the men's room. So just please stay focused if that happens. Maybe by Krishna's arrangement it won't happen. I seem to be getting a bit better. And the other thing is, I tend to be a little coffee here, for example. Something like that. So don't worry about it. But just stay focused. Because again, this is a very rare opportunity we have together. So let's take advantage and stay focused. Now, the class between 9:30 and 11, that will be in two parts on the song of the Avanti Brahmana. Hare Krishna. I won't speak much about it right now, but it's very powerful. I'll or other devotees will do a lot of the reading verse by verse of that. So sometimes when there's reading verse by verse, it can be a little tedious. So please be patient and get the essence of the point. Hare Krishna. Bhagavachan. And then, and here I'm taking another chance too, the class should end at 11. So then from 11 to 11:30, we'll have a break so you can go out and breathe a little bit, or rest if you have to, but don't let your mind just go. Keep focused. Keep focused. I've tried this with other devotees. I made up this thing called a 10-minute focus break. Well, I told all the devotees in the retreat, you have 10 minutes. You can go outside, but keep your mind focused on what we said. And more or less no one could do it. So as soon as I got outside, But I'll make the request again. Take rest if you have to, because we would like you to be attentive. Or think deeply about what we're talking about. There are topics that our life, practically speaking, is at stake. And then from 11:30 to 1:30, 2 hours, but there's two different kinds of... There'll be one class, and that'll explain the importance of keeping a balanced life, and also explain why it's so difficult, but the importance of doing it and some suggestions to do it. But then we'll do some mind mapping. Raise your hand if you know how to do mind mapping already. Okay, so not everyone, but we'll have an explanation of it. And we'll have all the paper and everything ready. But we won't do a full mind map, but it'll give you an idea of what it's about. Because to balance your life, you want to have a grasp of all the different elements of your life, maybe not in every detail, but you want to be keeping part of all the different major elements of your life and your needs, etc. Especially Krishna conscious needs. You have to have them in your hand, so to speak, to be able to balance the different parts. So the second session tomorrow, that goes from approximately 12:30 to 1:30, will be on that. And then tomorrow afternoon, so what time is prasadam? 1:30, we'll be able to get it right on 1:30. So then at 3:30, there's a break. And then at 3:30, everyone naturally will be here on time. And then we're going to have what I would call is a lonely exercise. And do some monavrata, no talking, for 2 hours, and go somewhere. And I'll ask you to do some things. Are the woods filled with poisonous snakes at this particular point? Oh, too bad. That would have made it more exciting. Yes, they are. Don't worry about it. They're just hiding and waiting. No, but Krishna takes care. Krishna takes care. So we'll have something, and then go out, and then come back at around 6 o'clock. And then prasadam is...
Prasadam's after the...
After. So, and the kirtan begins at 6 or 6:30?
Since it's 7 to 8:30.
I think we could do it at 6:30. I think everyone will be filled with energy. So either 6:30 till... So be back at 6:30, because you'll be able to tell when it's 6:30, because the sun is already going down, and that's when the snakes come out. And the tigers, by the way. And occasional lions have been sighted as well. But when it starts getting dark, that's when you come back. And please don't get lost. So we'll explain these activities in more detail. And then the next day's schedule, on Sunday's schedule, the morning is basically the same as tomorrow's, as Saturday. There'll be the 9:30 to 11 Shastra, second half of Avanti Brahmana. And it's interesting that we're going to give two Shastra classes, and they're two different examples, completely opposite example of life balancing. The Avanti Brahmana is one that goes like this. He's completely on this side, and he goes completely to that side. And then the other one, we won't tell you who it's about right now, but he'll be there. And Krishna willing, we'll speak about him. And then in between those two, from 11:30 to 12:30, we'll have some very practical points on keeping your life balanced or making or bringing your life back into balance. And that will be the day we speak mostly about the practical three relatively simple points. Now, it's not actually easy to keep your life in balance. And tomorrow we'll speak about why. So that's the schedule.